It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. On Wednesday, the New Mexico Environment Department announced it filed an emergency rule that requires employers to report positive COVID-19 cases to the department within 4 hours of being notified. The emergency amendment went into effect yesterday and will remain in effect for no more than 120 days unless a permanent rule is adopted. In a press release Wednesday, the department said that by requiring employers to report positive cases in a timely manner, the state will be able to more rapidly respond to workplaces, which they say can help provide immediate guidance and support to employers and help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Electricity company NRG has shut down its much-hyped carbon capture system outside Houston. As Houston Public Media's Florian Martin reports, low oil prices are making it impossible for the operation to be profitable.
The Petra Nova carbon capture system at NRG's coal power plant near Sugar Land was opened to great fanfare a little over 3 years ago. It captures CO2 from the coal power production and pipes it to an oil field where it's used to extract oil from the ground. The oil is supposed to pay for the expensive operation, but with the market crashing this year, that's not happening. Ramanan Krishnamurti is the chief energy officer at the University of Houston. He thinks the plant would benefit from more sustained government subsidies.
If we only want to work with the free market way of doing it, we're going to end up with these sorts of pauses. Things get started up, things get stopped, things get shut down.
NRG says it plans to reopen the carbon capturing system, quote, when economics improve. I'm Florian Martin in Houston.
Okay, let's go now to a local viewpoint. The COVID-19 pandemic has had a devastating effect on college sports. Some thoughts now from commentator Walt Rubel.
When Mario Mocha was named athletics director at New Mexico State University in 2014, he inherited a men's basketball program that, thanks in part to the legacy of Lou Henson, was a consistent champion and qualifier for the NCAA tournament. That was the good news. He also inherited a debt of several million dollars owed to the main campus, a football program that hadn't been to a bowl game since 1960, and, even worse, was without a conference, and facilities that were not up to the same standards as their opponents. The Aggies still need to find a conference, but the football team finally won a bowl game by beating Utah State in the 2017 Arizona Bowl. And, through increased sponsorships and fundraising, along with some tough decisions like ending the equestrian program, Mocha was able to chip away at the debt. Then, in this year's legislative session, the burden was lifted entirely when a provision added to the state budget by Senator John Arthur Smith covered the debts owed by the athletic departments at both NMSU and the University of New Mexico. The millstone that had been hanging from Mocha's neck from the day he was hired was finally gone. That was before COVID-19. Now, the millstone is back, much bigger than before. First, the NCAA basketball tournament was canceled. Then, all the money games, where football teams earn millions of dollars by taking a beating from much larger and better teams, were also canceled. UCLA was going to pay NMSU $1.2 million, and Florida $1.5 million, which may explain why NMSU and UNM officials recently floated the idea of switching their game to August 29th, the first week of the schedule, despite a request by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham to cancel all intercollegiate sports. They're keeping all of their options open, Mocha said, hearkening back to a day when there were options. All one needs to do is look at the sputtering start of Major League Baseball to see that there are no options for college football. Within days after resuming play, the Miami Marlins had to shut down when 18 players tested positive. Days later, the St. Louis Cardinals also had to shut down when at least 6 players tested positive. Those are professional teams with resources to hire the best healthcare experts and conduct routine testing. And playing a sport where, other than the catcher, athletes are seldom in close proximity to each other. the only sports that have been successful have been those that have been able to isolate the players, coaches, and everyone else involved in one location. There's just no way to do that with football. I don't know what the loss of this season will mean for the future of NMSU football. I don't know how the legislature will resolve what is now expected to be a $2 billion deficit, and what impact that will have on NMSU. But what I do know is that they won't be playing football this year. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
Walt Rubel's columns appear in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or New Mexico State University. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is coming up next.